Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, December 25th, and Merry Christmas.
Hello, you there, boy.
Me, sir?
Yes, you, my good fellow. What day is today?
Today? Why, it's Christmas Day, of course.
Christmas Day.
I'm J.P. Edwards, and here are your top stories, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. A Creekview alum is performing a nationally televised Christmas concert. Teasley Middle School students donated to families in need, and a Canton neighborhood collected over 100 pounds of food for Must Ministries. Plus, we'll hear from some local residents about what Christmas means to them and how they celebrate.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Shelby McDonald, a Creekview High School graduate from Ballground, is among the Belmont University students performing with faculty in a nationally televised Christmas concert. Shelby joined nearly 650 Belmont University students and faculty in this year's Christmas at Belmont on PBS for the 19th straight holiday season. Christmas at Belmont premiered Monday on PBS stations across the country, with an encore broadcast scheduled for tonight. This year's performance of Christmas at Belmont promises an array of traditional carols, classical masterworks, and seasonal favorites in addition to selections from Belmont alumnus Josh Turner's new Christmas album. Produced by Nashville Public Television, Christmas at Belmont was taped live for the first time in the newly opened Fisher Center for the Performing Arts on the university's campus. And now, I went out to talk to people about their Christmas traditions. What's your name and where are you from?
Donna from Woodstock.
And tell me, Donna, what is your family's Christmas tradition?
Well, we have fancy dinner on Christmas Eve. Then we go to church. And then we go drive around, look at the Christmas lights, wake up on Christmas morning and open our gifts.
What's a fancy dinner consist of?
Fancy dinner would be something that you don't normally do during the week. So a fancier type of restaurant, steakhouse or something we wouldn't normally do.
Do you have reservations for this year?
We do.
Where?
Hibachi Volcano.
Okay. All right. Nice. I like that.
Yes.
Now, tell me, what is your favorite gift that you've purchased for someone else this year?
I don't know, because every gift is special. I don't have a favorite.
But you got to have one.
I just want my kids and my family to be happy. That's it.
There's not one that you're excited to see somebody open?
No. No, all of them.
What's your name and where are you from?
Natalie Jorges Castellanos, and I'm from Somerville, Georgia, but I lived here, and now I live in Maryland.
Just all over?
Yes.
Well, tell me, what is your family's Christmas tradition?
We always go to a candlelight service on Christmas Eve, and then we read the Christmas story together as a family and open one present. And then on Christmas morning, we usually sleep in and open our presents, and then we go to the local Chinese place in Somerville and get Chinese food for lunch. So that's kind of our family tradition.
That's fantastic. I love it. Now, tell me, what is your favorite gift you bought for somebody else?
I have a 2.5-year-old, and I got her a Bitty Baby American Girl doll that I'm really excited for her to open up, and I can't wait to see her face.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, I love that. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Rob, and I'm from Ackworth.
Rob, tell me, what is your family's Christmas tradition?
boy. Every Christmas Eve, we sit around the fire and we watch Elf. Classic movie. I'd say we do it every year.
And Rob, tell me, what is the favorite gift you've purchased for someone else this year?
I have a friend that's really into cooking, and I got her started with some new cookware when she moved into a new place. So that was a really nice gift to get.
That's a big gift.
Yeah, it was.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Like that copper stuff? Is it stainless steel, cast iron? What are we doing?
No, I can't afford that. Just a mixing bowl, some simple stuff.
Okay. No, that's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Students, teachers, and other staff at Teasley Middle School celebrated the holiday season with their Spirit of the Season Assembly last Friday, where they broke the school's record in giving food to local families. The assembly included performances from the school's band and chorus, cheerleaders, a dance by a group of 8th grade volunteers, and renditions of holiday classics by teachers and students. The event also featured recognition of the boys and girls basketball teams for their successful seasons. Also, a part of the assembly is the Train of Giving, which consists of canned and boxed food and toys donated by students and anonymous donors over the last month. The school collected 3,890 cans and boxes of food, over 250 toys, and over $2,000. The food will be distributed by Canton First Baptist Church, and the toys will be distributed by the Canton Police Department to those in need in the community. Staff at Teasley Middle School will use the money and gift cards donated to the school to shop for students and families in need.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial, hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation, dial 678-ESOG now.
The station at Providence neighborhood in Canton collected over 100 pounds of food for Must Ministries last week through its Light the Night holiday event. Light the Night featured Christmas lights at between 100 and 200 homes for neighborhood residents, as well as a visit from Santa Claus. The event also featured popcorn, hot chocolate, and a raffle. To enter into the raffle, interested parties donated up to 10 cans of food. One canned food item donation equaled one ticket to enter the raffle, with a maximum of 10 entries. People also entered into the raffle by participating in a scavenger hunt involving taking selfies in front of certain houses. Raffle winners received gift cards from places including Walmart, Kroger, racetrack, and restaurants. Now let's go back out and talk to people about their Christmas traditions. What's your name and where are you from?
Nicole from Marietta.
Nicole, tell me, what is your family's Christmas tradition?
Big breakfast. We always took a giant Christmas breakfast.
What's your favorite part of it?
The stories that get told while you're sitting around dinner time. When you're around the table.
Okay, so who all, paint the picture for me, who all is around the table and what are they talking about?
My mom, my aunts, if my sisters and brothers are available, if they're not with their spouses, usually about maybe the time I snuck downstairs and was eating out of the refrigerator, and my mom told me not to take the chili peppers. I took it anyhow, and the next thing I know, I'm screaming, I'm crying, and they're laughing at me because they told me not to do it. So that thing.
And that's the story they want to tell every Christmas.
Every Christmas, yes.
What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Danny. I'm from Lawrenceville.
Danny, what is your family's Christmas tradition?
We just kind of sit around, drink coffee, and ignore each other.
Is that a Gwinnett County thing? Is that what that
is? Yeah, we put Amarillo in it, so it makes it all right, but it's a good time. It's good. We'll talk about... No, we don't talk about anything. We literally ignore each other. It's good. It's a good morning. And then it's like we don't have anything left over because we usually open everything on Christmas Eve. And then, yeah, that's about it. That's it.
What is your name and where are you from?
My name's Stevie. I'm from Marietta.
What is your family's Christmas tradition?
We actually don't have any traditions. I know it sounds really boring, but we just do Christmas together. That's the most traditional we get.
Like there's nothing special.
No, there's really not.
There's nothing that gets cooked every year. You don't meet a certain place.
Nope.
You don't do presents a certain way?
No, we just open the presents on Christmas Day.
Like normal.
Yeah, we're very normal.
That's okay.
Boringly normal.
Well, tell me, what is your favorite gift that you bought for somebody else this year?
I bought somebody a meal delivery plan, like, I think that's what you call it. Yeah, I bought them like meals basically because they have a very specific diet and it's just very difficult to shop for it. So I got meal delivery where they will give them what they need for their diet. Yeah.
I love that. That's awesome. Okay, that's not boring.
Yeah, I hope that's not boring.
And before we leave, here's a reading of How the Grinch Stole Christmas by the great Dan Radcliffe.
Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot. But the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve hating the Whos, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm-lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now hanging a mistletoe wreath. "And they're hanging their stockings," he snarled with a sneer. "Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here." Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming. "I must find a way to stop Christmas from coming." For tomorrow, he knew, all the Who girls and boys would wake bright and early. They'd rush for their toys. And then, oh, the noise! Oh, the noise, 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 noise! That's one thing he hated. The noise, 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 noise! Then the Whos, young and old, would sit down to a feast. And they'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, 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 feast. They'd feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast, which was something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he liked least of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together with Christmas bells ringing. They'd stand hand in hand, and the Whos would start singing. They'd sing, and they'd sing, and they'd sing, 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 sing. And the more the Grinch thought of this Who Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought, I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I've put up with it now. I must stop this Christmas from coming. But how? Then he got an idea, an awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea. I know just what to do, the Grinch laughed in his throat, and he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat, and he chuckled and clucked. What a great Grinchy trick! With this coat and this hat, I look just like Saint Nick. All I need is a reindeer, the Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the old Grinch? No, the Grinch simply said, if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. So he called his dog Max, then he took some red thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh, and he hitched up old Max. Then the Grinch said, "Get up!" And the sleigh started down toward the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their town. All their windows were dark. Quiet snow filled the air. All the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care when he came to the first little house on the square. This is stop number one, the old Grinchy Claus hissed, and he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once for a moment or two. Then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue, where the little Who stockings all hung in a row. These stockings, he grinned, are the first things to go. Then he slithered and slunk, with a smile most unpleasant, around the whole room, and he took every present. Popguns and bicycles, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn and plums. And he stuffed them in bags, Then the Grinch, very nimbly, stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimbley. Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned out that icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took their last can of Who hash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. And now, grinned the Grinch, I'll stuff up the tree. And the Grinch grabbed the tree, and he started to shove, when he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast, and he saw a small Who, little Cindy Lou Who, who was not more than two. The Grinch had been caught by this tiny Who daughter, who'd got out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and said,
Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?
But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie, and he thought it up quick. Why, my sweet little tot, the fake Santa Claus lied, there's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here. And his fib fooled the child, then he patted her head, and he got her a drink, and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who went to bed with her cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then the last thing he took was the log for their fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's mouses. It was a quarter past dawn, all the Who's still abed, all the Who's still a snooze, when he packed up his sled, packed it up with their presents, the ribbons, the wrappings, the tags and the tinsel, the trimmings, the trappings. 3,000 feet up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it. Pooh-pooh to the Who's, he was Grinchishly humming. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the Who's down in Whoville will all cry boo-hoo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear. So he paused, and the Grinch put a hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded merry. It couldn't be so, but it was merry, very. He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes, then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. What happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say, that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light. And he brought back the toys and the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Several years when I practiced law, I volunteered for the Alliance Defending Freedom to be an on-call lawyer for them. It's one of the few legal nonprofits in the country that really racks up wins, both state courts and federal courts, for conservatives and Christians. People have a Christian conservative worldview. Since leaving my law practice, I've volunteered in the past to speak at ADF events. I've been to their training sessions where they teach lawyers and pundits how to talk plainly about complex legal issues and understand the state of play on cases around the country from local city councils all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now I'm glad to have ADF as an advertiser, but honestly, I'd be encouraging you to support them this time of year anyway. The Alliance Defending Freedom takes donations from you and uses them to help those who can't afford lawyers hire the very best lawyers to fight for freedom from the Supreme Court of the land all the way down to the local level. Right now, ADF has received a matching grant, so all new donors will have their gifts matched. All you have to do is go to adflegal.org/Erickson today and donate. adflegal.org/Erickson, E-R-I-C-K-S-O-N.